Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
They reload through Golding, who's guarded by Hwan Jung Lee. Shooter v. shooter. Super tough. They've been the front runner all season long. They've been pushed all the way. But Melbourne United punched their ticket to the championship series.
A little bit of gold from Jack Heverin there as part of the coverage last night. Gazy was part of the coverage, but obviously our producer Mitch decided not to put Gazy's polish in that broadcast. I hope you've saved that for your own segment, Gazy. But it was fun to be there last night. It was awesome. And a text has come through. Well, a text came through at 11:51 today, 9 minutes before I even got to air. Hi, Dwayne. Just wanted to mention how exciting the next couple of weeks are for Tassie sport. And it is, Michelle, I appreciate your text coming through. It's going to be a ripper grand final series. Jacob Chance, Melbourne United assistant coach, has been good enough to join me. And you can catch every game of the Hungry Jacks NBL on ESPN via KO and Foxtel with Jack Heverin, Andrew Gaze and co. Jacob, great to have you on the program. Thanks for your time.
Hey, mate. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's coming up a good win.
Yeah, it was amazing. Well, you sort of always had them at arm's length last night, but you're always a chance to actually, if your D didn't hold up and Harvey got hot, that you're always a chance to lose it. And you were a chance to also have a couple of your players fouled out in that game. When Chris Golding got to three fouls, I was a little worried.
Yeah, it was an interesting game. It was refereed a little different to the first two games. But, like you said, Illawarra, just credit to them. They were an unbelievable challenge. They played a really good, back three quarters of the season. They carried that through to the playoffs and they just had no quit, the whole night. They just kept pushing the ball and really tested our defense out, as you said. But we're happy to hold up for four quarters and get a good win.
So was that Shea Ely's brilliance or your defensive brilliance or the fact that Illawarra didn't give the ball to Tyler Harvey enough?
Yeah, I think, those key players like Harvey and Clark, your whole mindset is over the course of a series, right? That's the great thing about our sport. There's no one-off games. It's trying to build pressure over a period of time and drive percentages down. And I thought Shea did an excellent job, but it's hard for Shea to go out there and Luke to go out there and guard guys like Harvey and Clark without great support from his teammates, and I thought they had that for 40 minutes and it ultimately showed on the scoreboard.
Have you watched the Jack Jumpers game yet? Did you jump into the booth and watch it straight after or did you go home and watch it? Have you seen them? They're in good form, as you know.
I've known Tassie pretty well. We spent the last 2 years there and know what those guys are doing and we haven't seen them for a while now, but yeah, we're across them in the Perth series and today's all about fine-tuning and getting our message right for tomorrow before we get stuck into them. But they're a hell of a team. It's going to be a hell of a series and it's going to be a great challenge.
So you're hosting game one on Sunday. It's a best of five series. How have all your players pulled up?
Yeah, everyone's good. Day off today, freshen up. Kind of hit reset after what was obviously a really good series against Illawarra. And yeah, we'll get back to work tomorrow and just keep trying to improve. These series and the NBL always reward the team that continues to improve as it goes on. And that's our challenge here in this next series.
And so a clean bill of health, which is great news. And did your 3 weeks rest do you some good or did it leave you a little rusty?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to... I know this is the age-old debate across multiple codes, but we really felt like towards the back end of that series, it did us a lot of good. And we had an older, slightly older list and a bit more experience. And to be fresher going to the third game, especially at home with our home court advantage, it felt like it put us in a good spot. So, yeah, you never truly know, but we feel like we're healthy and we're ready to roll into this grand final series with a clean bill of health.
Jacob, good luck against the team you helped Scott Roth set up. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
And tickets are available. You can get tickets to Game 1 at ticketek.com.au. So jump on board the Melbourne United bandwagon if you haven't yet. And you can catch every game of the Hungry Jacks NBL on ESPN, via Kayo and Foxtel.